She's from Port Huron, very successful in business in New York, and she's written a couple of books. Last time that we talked with her was a few months ago when The Intentional Life was released. She is Meredith Whipple Callahan. She's coming back to town for a presentation at the St. Clair County Library tomorrow. She's on the line with us right now. Meredith, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. How's everything going with the book?
Things are going well. It's my second book, and what I've learned in publishing multiple at this point is that they are each their own adventure.
Well, tell us about this adventure. What led you to write The Intentional Life?
Yeah, so The Intentional Life is a book that's all about shifting automatic behaviors into more intentional behaviors. And the first thing that caused me to write it was really observing my own behavior and really realizing that sometimes I felt like I did a good job of being really conscious about aligning what I was doing with what I wanted and achieving my goals through micro steps and little actions every day. And sometimes I felt like I would completely lose sight of the thing I was trying to achieve or the things that were important to me and end up acting automatically, wasting time or acting otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we're all guilty of that. Time goes by, days become weeks and months and pretty soon years, and you say, what am I doing here? Is this the life that I want to lead? And you just kind of go on autopilot sometimes, don't you?
You do. And for me, at least, it was asking myself, what am I doing? Why did I just spend the last 3 hours on Facebook? What am I doing? Why right. did I watch this entire television series? How did I binge that whole show this weekend? And by the way, does that really reflect what I want in life and what I want to achieve?
Yeah, well, and of course, you know, those, I think electronic media is so easy to binge and spend time on. They make it that way so that you don't even have to turn on the next show. It just automatically goes from episode to episode. I think there are some addictive qualities to smartphones too.
In a lot of ways, this book grew out of so many aspects of modern life, which are easily taking away our choice in terms of how we spend our time and what we do, right? Just like you said, mm-hmm. if it's the next episode or social media is very addictive, it takes consciousness and then stepping back and making a choice about how you want to spend your time in a world which will automatically, very happily, decide how you should spend your time for you.
And that sounds easy. It's like, oh, okay, well, I'll just do that. But it's not as easy as it sounds, is it?
No, I think the first part of it is awareness and just becoming aware that you are acting automatically or you are doing the things that are coming to you instead of the things that you choose to do, that you actually want to do. And that awareness, if you can even just get over that hump, it's, like you said, it's hard, but it's the first most important step.
We're talking with Meredith Whipple Callahan. Her book, The Intentional Life, she'll be talking about that at the St. Clair County Library, the Port Huron branch, tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And how does that feel to be coming back home to Port Huron?
You know, it is always lovely to come back home to Port Huron. I feel like I most often come home for all of the festivities around boat night in the summer. But the chance to come back in the fall, a different season of the year, for a different event, when things are a little bit more peaceful and less crazy, is actually very welcome. So I have not only me there, but my wife is coming with me and my two kids. It is not only an event at the Port Huron Main Library tomorrow, but for my family, it's a chance to just reconnect with Port Huron and all our loved ones more broadly.
And you look around this town and you say, boy, the more things change, the more they stay the same. The library is the same. A lot of the things are the same. But a lot of things have changed in this community, too.
So much. I think the thing that I am always so excited about is the revitalization and continuous evolution of downtown. That my parents actually relocated from the North End to downtown a few years ago. And now when I come home, I'm able to walk around and actually just be part of the more downtown community, which I love. It's a very different experience from growing up further near Fort Gratiot to be able to be in the middle and the heart of things that are happening.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. By the way, what kind of feedback have you gotten from the book?
The feedback's been really positive. I think people have a very personal connection to the book because even though what you and I have been talking about, Paul, is more the philosophy of it and the philosophy of intentional living. The book is filled with personal essays. So it's all about different deep personal experiences of just me going through life over the last 5 years. So there are parts around parenting or marriage or relationships or work life that I think a lot of people can relate to in a tangible way, instead of just feeling like they're reading a book that's about abstruse philosophy.
Did this book surprise you at all? Because, in other words, I mean, you know, it's not a business book. It's something that everybody can use in some ways. Is this? Did you expect to write this book?
I don't think I ever expected it to come together into a book. I expected it to be a series of reflections and a number of engaging essays that people could interact with. But I never expected it to actually come together into a broader articulation of a way of living. And that's really what it's become.
Yeah, absolutely. Living with Intention, Meredith Whipple Callahan will be talking about her book, The Intention Life. It'll be tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at the Port Huron branch of the St. Clair County Library. They would ask that you make a reservation. It's free, but you can go on the website to reserve your space. Always a pleasure, Meredith. Thanks so much for your time, and enjoy your time back home in Port Huron.
Thanks, Paul. It's great to be here.
Take care. Bye now.